Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord on tonight. I see that we're having some technical difficulties already. I'm asking all listeners, if you're on the line, please stay on the line. Do not hang up. I see that the enemy is trying to interrupt this broadcast for tonight, but we know he's already defeated. So we're going to ask that all listeners be praying at this time, because we know that there's nobody but the enemy who do not want this to move forward. But God has a word for someone on tonight. So I'm asking our listeners to be praying while we try to correct this situation. Again, we know that the enemy is always about trying to stop what God is trying to do through his word for his people. So I'm asking our listeners, if you would please be praying while we try to correct this problem right now before we go any further on live on tonight. I am trying to get in touch with my guest for tonight, but the enemy is still trying to block everything. If you all could just please bear with me while we try to correct this situation. I hope that you all can hear me live. I need to call my guest. I can't even play a song right now while I try to contact my guest. I know he's trying to dial in right now. What I'm going to do is I'm going to dial out and I'm going to come back in. So I'm going to ask all listeners, please do not hang up. Bear with me, please. Thank you. Praise the Lord on tonight. We have some technical difficulties again on tonight. Again, we know that it's nobody but the enemy. So I'm asking all listeners, if you'll please bear with me. I'm waiting on my guest to dial back in. He should be dialing back in very shortly. You are now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? And today is Saturday, May 5th, 2018. So once again, I'm asking all listeners, if you will please get your Bibles and your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God as he gets ready to share with us the word of God on tonight. So I'm asking all listeners, please bear with us. And I see that he has just dialed back in. So we are back on track now. So I thank God for that. So we made the correction. So we're back live on the air. I see my guest is on the line now. So once again, I'm asking all listeners, if you will please get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready for the study. For the first time listeners, I always ask my listeners to please follow along with us as we go through the Word of God, because we don't want anyone to take it lightly or for granted or to think that we're making up things. We want you to be able to read it for yourself. Why? Because the Word of God tells us that my people perish for the lack of knowledge. So we thank God for Deacon Edward Blakely. He's my special guest on tonight. He's a member of Morning Star Baptist Church on the east side of Detroit, where the pastor and shepherd there is Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr. is the pastor. So Deacon Blakely, Edward Blakely, is on the line now, and he's going to be sharing with us the Word of God. So I'm asking all listeners, please get your Bibles, pens, and paper ready so you can follow along with the man of God as he delivers and brings to us the Word of God on tonight. But we always open up with prayer. I'm asking all listeners, please go into prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for this another day that you have made. We thank you for this opportunity to be able to come over this worldwide platform, this worldwide ministry, to share your good news, the good news of your son, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you blocked the hands of the enemy on tonight, because he know that someone is listening on tonight that needs to hear your word. He know that someone is still spiritually blind on tonight. And he know that after they hear the word on tonight, their hearts can be pricked to the point where they will be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into their hearts and save them. So that's our prayer, our hope, and desire on tonight, that someone will become saved in Jesus' name on tonight, that you'll be glorified. And once they're saved, they will come to know, walk in and live in and fulfill their God purposes in the earth, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come lifting up the sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can in the name of Jesus. And Heavenly Father, while we're praying, we want to come lifting up all those that are bereaved on tonight. We know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So we ask and pray to Heavenly Father that you will let those that are in the loss, in the hour of bereavement, in the loss of a loved one, let them feel your presence. Let them feel your loving arms wrapped around them. Let them know that they are not alone and that you're going to see them through this. So we just pray, Lord, and give your name praise. Even in the midst of the loss of a loved one, you're still worthy to be praised. Heavenly Father, we pray that you are moved by your spirit over to this airway on tonight, that you would be glorified on tonight through Deacon Edward Blakely on tonight, as he share a testimony on tonight, and then as we go through your word on tonight, that he will be a blessing to the body of Christ through your word on tonight. Help us to decrease so that you may increase in us, for we know and we realize that it's not about us, it's about you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace, we thank you for your mercy, and we thank you that you're not like man, and we thank you that you are always in total control, and we thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, knowing that the blood of Jesus still works, and it will never, ever lose its power. So for this, we give you praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. And all those that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said amen. Well, amen. Once again, we do have another speech. We have a spiritual food for thought always. And tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying in the form of a question, is your faith activated? Again, tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us in the form of a question. Is your faith, that's personal, is your faith activated? Right now, I am so excited to have Deacon Edward Blakely Blakely. Again, he's a member of Morning Star Baptist Church, which is located on the east side of Detroit. Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr. is the pastor there. He's going to be coming forth very shortly, sharing a testimony. He's going to have some questions that we're going to go through with Deacon Blakely. So, again, I pray that the listeners have your Bibles and pens and paper ready so you can follow along with the man of God as we go through God's word on tonight. I'm asking all the listeners, if you would please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants-ambassadors-vessels. Once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome comments and feedback from my listeners. You can email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And also, I would like to thank every listener that always send me feedback through Facebook or through your emails, your comments, and words of encouragement. I thank God for each one of you, and I do want every listener to know I do not know you personally. I do not see you, but God knows who you are. He knows exactly where you are, but I want you to know, as the host and executive director of this worldwide ministry titled Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show, I want you all to know that I pray for you all constantly, and I'm asking you all if you would keep this worldwide ministry in your prayers as well, so that it can be everything that God has called and ordained for it to be, for His glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. Well, in the form of announcements, I have one announcement, and this is regarding the for authors and writers. There is a Red Ink Conference coming up on Saturday, May 19th. I don't have a whole lot of information, but I do have the sponsor's name is Sister Tanita Johnson. And they will be giving special giveaways. Someone need to place their phone on mute, please. Someone need to place your phone on mute. I'm asking all listeners, if you are in the Michigan area on Saturday, May 19th, and you would like to take part of this event, it will be taking place at the Hilton Garden Inn in Troy, Michigan. If you need more information, if you are a writer or author, and you would like to attend this Red Ink Conference for authors and writers, again, it will be taking place on Saturday, May 19th, at the Hilton Garden Inn Hotel in Troy, Michigan. For more information, you can go to Tanita, that's TENITAJEDITOR, and then the number sign, and then writers. That's where you can go to get more information if you are interested in participating in this upcoming conference for writers and authors. Again, Saturday, May 19th, and there's going to be special giveaways at this event. So right now, before I bring forth Deacon Edward Blakely, I'm going to go right into our music break, and then I'm going to do it differently. I'm going to ask Deacon Blakely if he would please share with the worldwide listeners a short testimony first. Then I have a few questions that I'm going to ask him. Then we will go into our music break. But first of all, Deacon Edward Blakely, I thank God for you, and I thank God that you are able to come forth over this worldwide platform and be a blessing to the body of Christ on tonight. So I would first ask that you would please share with the worldwide listeners. Could you please share with us a short testimony first? Praise the Lord. Deacon Blakely. I praise the Lord. That was my fault. I got Deacon Blakely on the line now. Deacon Blakely, if you could please, I was sharing with the listeners. I would like for you to please share with the worldwide listeners. If you could share with us a testimony first, and then I'm going to go into a few questions with you, and then we're going to go into a music break, and following that, we will come back and ask you your final questions for tonight. So I'm asking you, first of all, could you please share with the worldwide listeners a short testimony, please?
Oh, sure, sure. And I want to thank you for allowing me this opportunity, James Brown. I'm just so grateful today. I'm so grateful that the Lord has looked upon me and given me this opportunity to share the Word of God. I didn't grow up in a background, a Christian background, and I haven't been a follower of Christ all my life. And in recent years, God has looked past all my faults, and He's looked past all the things that are wrong with me, and He chose me, and he's counted me worthy to help to share the word, share the message of Jesus Christ, and I'm just so grateful for that. That is my testimony.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank you for that testimony, too, because a lot of people are in your situations, too, even around the world, not just only in America. So that's why I thank God for this worldwide platform and this worldwide ministry. Deacon Blakely, always as my first-time guest to please share the testimonies. And a lot of people want to know why, because God gets his glory through our testimonies. It does us no good, and it does not do God any favors when he blesses us and deliver us and do things for us that we could not do for ourselves, that he would be glorified through us. We do not do him justice when we know that he blessed us and we keep it to ourselves. So
that's right.
He says in his word that he is a jealous God and that he will share his glory with no one. So that's why it's important that we share our testimonies so that others can know that if God did it for you, he did it for me. Whatever the case may be, that he's the same God.
Amen.
And he have no persons. He have no respect of persons. He can do it for you too. For the listeners that are maybe weak in your faith, or you may be a doubter, or you may have fears of what God can do. That's why we share our testimony to let you know that God is a man of his word. He have a perfect track record, and what he says he's going to do, he will do just that. So we thank God for you, Deacon Blakely, for sharing that testimony, and we know that someone has been blessed and helped through by hearing your testimony on tonight. Before we
Amen.
Go to the music break, I'm going to start off with your questions for you on tonight. And again, I hope that the listeners, I pray that you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God as we go through his questions on tonight. My very first question for you, Deacon Blakely, is why do you think or feel it is so hard for some unsaved people to believe in Jesus today?
Unsaved people. Well, we're going to get into the scripture on that, but unsaved people refuse. They simply refuse Jesus Christ. And I'm going to give you scripture from Mark 10, 17 and 27, verse 17 to 27. And it reads as follows. And when he was gone forth into the way, they came running and kneeled to him and asked him, "Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said unto them, "Why callest thou me God? Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments: do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, dishonor thy father and mother." And he answered, and said unto them, "All these have I observed from my youth." Then Jesus, beholding him, said unto him, "One thing thou lackest: go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasures in heaven, and come take up your cross and follow me." And he was sad at that saying, and went his way grieved, and had great possessions. Some people are not willing to pay the price to follow Christ. So they refuse. They want to in their hearts, but they have too many things, or they have too many things that they put before Christ, or they have too many things that they value more than what God has to offer. And then
I didn't mean to cut you off, Deacon. But you know what? And that is so true. So many are so caught up in the world, and that's another way, another trick of the enemy, that people get so caught up in possessions of the world and people that they are so spiritually blind that they cannot see that there is a reality, there is a life, there's going to be a life after this life in our physical bodies is over, and that's a part of the enemy's job. And he's trying to keep them spiritually blind. So, and that is, you hit the nail on the head when you said that some people are not willing to pay the price. They don't want to give up their possessions of earthly things because they know there's a price. When you follow Jesus, there is a price to be paid. And are you willing to pick up your cross and follow Jesus? So I just wanted to input that with what you were just saying. So if you could continue where you left off.
Okay, and it's that price. It's that price that or they don't value what God has to offer more than the things. They choose the world over what is to come, over the kingdom of heaven, and basically that's what they're doing. They're choosing, or either they it's what you said earlier. In your I believe it's in your opening prayer that they tend to, as I said, value the physical or material things more than the spiritual.
Amen. You're right. And that's sad, but that's why we as Christians, that's why it's so important, and that's why the Word of God tells us we are compelled to go into the hedges and highways and let men, women, boys, and girls know that there is a heaven and there is a hell. And one of these days, after we leave this physical body, our souls have to spend eternity somewhere. So that's, again, that's a trick of the enemy. He wants to keep people spiritually blind so they do not know Jesus, come to know Jesus Christ, because he knows that once they are saved and they get in his word, they will have ammunition. They have something to fight him with, and that's the word of God. So that's why he wants to keep them spiritually blind, and so that they can still be unsaved when Jesus, if they don't leave this physical body first, if Jesus come back first and they're still not saved, then the enemy knows that he has another soul that he's going to have with him throughout eternity. The time. I want to move on to your next question.
Okay.
The next question is, why are many Christians today falling away from God and turning back to the world?
That question, let me get that scripture first. Hold on 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to find that in Matthew. Well, we're going to talk about that in Matthew. In Matthew 13. Matthew 13. Matthew 13 and verse 1 through 23. And it reads as this. The same day went Jesus out to the house and sat by the seaside, and a great multitude were gathered together unto him, so that he went into the ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore, and he spake many things unto them. Behold, he spake a parable unto them. Behold, a sower went forth and sowed. And when he sowed, seed fell by the wayside. Some seed fell by the wayside, and the fowl came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places, where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth. When the sun was up and were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among the thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choke them. But others fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some hundredfold, and some sixtyfold, and some thirtyfold. Who have ears to hear, let him hear. Well, some people, this is a illustration of how some people, they come to God and their hearts are right, but when the seed is sown, and seed being the word of God, when it's sown not in good soil. Well, their hearts are hard, and the seed does not take at all, and they go away with nothing. And some people are stony places where they had not much earth, but they had some. But as soon as the seed took root and it did grow, but it had no root, no deep root. So when the sun came, it scorched the root and burned the fruit away. And some fell on thorny ground. Some people are, their hearts are thorny. And when the word comes and all the things they have, all the matters and all the concerns and the worries that they have of the world tends to choke the word off. And then they lose it that way. But those who come with an open heart and a willing heart to hear the word and receive the word of God, that's good soil. And then your fruit will grow in that type of soil. That's why people fall away. So those who fall away have those first three types of hearts. It's thorny, it's flat, rocky land where seed cannot grow. The word being seed, again, seed cannot take root in places that are not good soil. And your heart is not conditioned or ready to receive or prepared to receive the word of God, then the word will not take root.
Amen. You're right. And that is the truth. And that is it right there. The key right there is your heart has to be receptive to receive the word.
That is it. That is it.
That's the key word right there. Your heart has to be receptive, and that's a part of the problem right now. A lot of people, their hearts are not receptive. They, like you said, go back to what the word talk about, a stony heart. They are so set on the things of the world that their heart has hardened, and they cannot receive the word. So,
have you ever seen people come to church and they come with somebody and they don't really want to be there and their hearts are hardened and no matter what word they hear, it's not going to take because they didn't come for that.
Exactly. That's the point right there. Your heart has to be conditioned before you even walk into the sanctuary. You should be prayed up and ready to receive the word. So when you hear the word, then you're open to receive the word.
That's good.
My next question to you, Deacon Blakely, is why is it important to hide God's word in our hearts? It goes back to the heart. Right now, what we just talked about, it goes back to the heart. Why is it important
to hide God's word in our heart? Everything dealing with the word of God or dealing with anything spiritual or with Christ or with the Holy Spirit, it always deals with the heart. It always deals with the heart. And why is it important to hide that word in the heart? First, I'm gonna explain, and then I'm gonna give the scripture. If we go by the scripture, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. And if you read the word, if you are constantly seeking the word and filling your heart up with the word, whenever the enemy comes, you have something in your heart. The word is a sword. It gives you the ability to defend yourself. If it's in your heart, if the word is saturated, your heart is saturated with the word, you may not offend God with your actions. When the enemy comes, when trouble comes, the Holy Spirit dwells in you, and the Holy Spirit has something to remind you of. I always give the example that, like, when I was very young, I used to be a singer, and we used to rehearse and rehearse and rehearse and rehearse all the time till, you know, I didn't have to remember the lyrics. The minute I heard the song, the, you know, the music start, all the lyrics would just come out of my mouth. And not because I remembered them in my head, it's because I rehearsed them so much that they were in my heart. And when the music started, I could, the lyrics would just come back to me. And that's kind of the way God has set us up, that when we fill our hearts with the word, with his word, whenever, we don't have to walk around with a Bible in our hand at all times, but when the enemy comes, the Holy Spirit that lives, that dwells within us, will remind us. It's that music. It'll start that music and remind us what we have heard, what we have been preached to, what we have read, what we have been taught in Sunday school, Bible class, and every Sunday service. It all comes flowing back. So we have to hide that word in our heart. We have to keep that word in our heart. That's why Bible school and Sunday school class and just reading the Bible constantly, diligently seeking understanding of God's word, it builds that up in your heart. And that way, and then also it also gives God a way by his Holy Spirit to come to you and transform you day by day. Just that constantly seeking and constantly storing the word of God in your hearts, it causes spiritual transformation from the Almighty God. That one can be, as the scripture says, not conformed to the world, but transformed by the renewing of the mind. That word that's in our heart is constantly renewing our mind by God's Holy Spirit.
Amen. And you know what? And to add to what you just said, and you're so right, because and the word is true. And that is why it is important that we hide God's word in our hearts, because there may come a time or situation where you may even be confronted by someone that's not saved. And that's why it's so important that you have the word of God in your heart. Because sometimes people will come to you and unaware, unexpectedly, and they will ask you a certain question. And if you don't have the word of God already rooted deeply in you, he cannot bring it back to your remembrance. So that's why it's important to have the word of God hidden in your heart, because there's going to come a time where you may not be ready for it. But that's why he said we should always have the word of God hidden in our hearts, so that he can, at the right time, bring it back to our remembrance. Even in our times when we are alone, and sometimes we can get discouraged and we want to feel like we want to throw in the towel, and the Lord will give us a scripture. He will remind us through a scripture to let us know it's not about us. It's about our faith in him to continue to run on and fulfill our God purpose. So that's why it is so important that every Christian, it's important that we get into the word, read the word, and then ask God to renew our minds so that he can transform us through in our minds, so that we can be ready to give an answer when someone comes to us with a question that may not be saved, that we can give them the right answer, because we know that God, even though we cannot physically have our Bibles in our hands at all times, he has that word hidden in our hearts so we can give that person the right answer at the right time that they need, when that person can eventually become saved, because we have the word of God hidden in our hearts that God can
hidden in our
remind
hearts.
Us.
Yes.
Exactly. He can remind
and
us at the right time.
And that's one of the
exactly.
functions of the Holy Spirit, is to remind us.
Exactly.
To be
a
reminder to us.
And that's exactly what he does. He reminds us, because sometimes we get so caught up in the world ourselves that we can forget what the scripture says. And we may know the scripture, but sometimes we get an enemy will try to block us and confuse our minds so that we cannot remember the right scripture to give to someone. But that's why I like what you said, and it's true. That's why we thank God for the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit steps up to the plate, and he'll give us that right word for that right individual at the right time, that God will be glorified.
That is so true.
My next question to you, Deacon Blakely, is right after this question, we're going to go to our music break. But my next question to you is, what is spiritual blindness?
Spiritual blindness. That's a perfect question. That will, you know, cover many things. Spiritual blindness is pride. Spiritual blindness, habitual sin, you know, the lifestyle. Spiritual blindness is the occupation, the people being occupied with the world and the matters of the world, like the news and who shot John and who the latest TV show, the latest. Their minds are so dealing with other things, and then sometimes it's just ignorance of the word, you know, not having the word, as we just went over, not having the word in our hearts, and it is also the inability to understand and perceive and believe spiritual truth. And the reason that is because we refuse the Holy Spirit. Man cannot understand spiritual things by natural means. Hello?
Amen.
Oh,
Well,
I want to give you some scripture for that too, that confirms that. Because I'm just sort of talking off the top of my head. Pastor tells me all the time, don't talk off the top of your head. So,
that's exactly why I ask the listeners to get the word so they can read it for themselves. If we share with them the word, they can read it and see it for themselves. We're not talking off the top of our heads.
Yeah, that's right. You can't do that. Let me get that scripture here. It is 1 Corinthians 1 Corinthians 1:2 here. I've got it coming up right now. It is 1 Corinthians 2:12. Says, Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, pairing spiritual things with spiritual things. But the natural man receives not things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Okay, he's telling us in Corinthians that man cannot perceive spiritual things by his natural thinking. It throws me to that part of scripture where Jesus is talking to his disciples, and he asks, "Who do they say that I am?" And all the disciples said, some say you're this, and some say you're that, and some say, and then Peter said, "You are the Son of God. You are the Christ." And Jesus told Peter then, "No, I didn't tell you that. No man could have told you that. My Father had to tell you that. And the only way he could have known that is by spiritual means." We cannot understand things without the Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit of God, we cannot perceive spiritual things, the things of God. The things of God are spiritual. So that's
right.
What that.
You're right.
And then there's a little. That's just a little bit more of that. I want to get this verse 15 in there. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For he who have not known the mind of the Lord, for he have known the mind of the Lord, and the Lord, he instructs him. Anyone having the Holy Spirit, anyone who has accepted Jesus Christ, anyone who has accepted Jesus Christ is baptized into the Spirit, or the Spirit dwells within them. And then he becomes not just a natural man, but a supernatural being, communicate and can perceive of the things of the Spirit. That's so right on.
Amen.
And
that's right. Yep.
And basically, I kind of got away. I missed my point there, but that's what causes people to be spiritually blind. They have not received the Holy Spirit. Some think they have, but they haven't. Some think that, well, I know Jesus Christ. I know I go to church every day, but they haven't actually received the Holy Spirit or accepted it.
Right.
So they
That's
cannot.
Right. That's right. Well, before we go to the music break, I do want to go to another question for you before we do this music break.
Okay.
My next question to you is, why are so many seasoned saints still on the milk of God's word today?
That's another good one. Why are so many seasoned saints
Still on the milk
mm-hmm. of the word of God?
Right. They should be teaching. Right. They should be teaching.
I lost
my page on that. Because they're still on the milk.
Well, I lost my page on that. But I wanted to, with that question, I wanted to ask a question. Or we need to really determine who are the seasoned saints. Some might think that seasoned saints are those who have been in church for a long, long time. But that's not necessarily so. Seasoned saints are people who have been on the road following Christ for a long time and had their bad days and their heartbreaks and their setbacks and their troubles, and they've been through and gained some wisdom, and they had their good times and their joyful times in the Lord, and they have gained that wisdom, that spiritual wisdom that they can share, and they can share with that and teach those on the road coming up behind them. Seasoned saints should be those who are able to teach. I mean, you know, we have Sunday school teachers, we have preachers who teach, and we have all kinds of ways of teaching. But I seasoned saints should be experienced enough on that road or in that battlefield to turn around and teach and to edify those younger saints or inexperienced saints coming, because we are all saints. But the seasoned saints are the ones that should be capable to teach from their experience walk with God. But some people have been in church for a long, long time, and they just been in church for a long time. And they believe that they're seasoned saints, but they're not. Seasoned saints would not. I mean, for a seasoned saint, milk is not good enough. I'm going to speak of myself, and I'm sure there's other people, lots of, who say, you know, not that the milk of the Word of God is a bad thing, but the milk of the Word of God won't feed me. It doesn't nourish me. I know that it's true, and I know that it is the word of God, but it does, it won't nourish a mature saint. If you have a child that you're feeding a milk bottle to, and then when that child is 13 or 14, he's not going to be nourished by that milk bottle.
Because Amen. That's right.
Seasoned now, and he needs that food. He needs. We'll never stop, no matter how seasoned we are. No, we'll never stop needing the Word of God. But a seasoned saint, he should see that growth. If that saint that's in that church or in the or wherever it is, and not have the ability to turn and teach someone. And not have the ability to share the word of God, then you know that's not a seasoned saint. It's just somebody who's been in church.
Amen. Amen. Apparently, that means that person needs to get back into the word, needs to get back into Sunday school, Bible class, so they can be retaught all over again.
And that
way they can start growing in the word and instead of their flesh.
Brother James, you just said it, growing. Growing. You have to be growing, not just going. Mm-hmm. You know, like somebody told me the other day, some are just going to church and some are growing. Some are just going into the body of Christ and some of them are growing in the body of Christ.
Amen. There is a difference.
And then from the other side, sometimes you get people who want to teach the word, who wants to, you know, they found Christ yesterday and they want to preach and they get up there and start preaching and they're not really equipped and they have followers
right,
who are following them and they're feeding them the milk and
then right,
they,
right.
And they believe that that's all there is the milk. It's just the
exactly.
Good times.
But there's more to it. Right. Well, but right now, Deacon Blakely, go ahead, Deacon Blakely.
Oh well, you can go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I don't want to cut you off with your thought because it could be very something important that someone needs to hear. I didn't want to cut you off.
Well, you know that's basically what it was. You know, because you really can't find. Is there so many reasons why people would be on milk? But I say it's impossible for a seasoned saint to be stuck on milk. You have
Amen.
To look at that.
I'm gonna leave it right there.
Is that really a seasoned saint?
That's right, and that makes you think. That may, especially for those that are not saved, that really makes them think: are you really seasoned? Do you really know the Lord? Deacon Blakely, we're gonna stop right there, and I'm gonna come back to you very shortly. But we're gonna do this music break real quick, and then I'm gonna come back with you with your final questions for tonight.
Okay. Good.
Put away. You had some gain every day. Still praying and I'm onward bound. Lord, let my feet on high, yeah. I walk to scale the utmost high and catch a gleam of glory. Let me say
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord on tonight. That should be every saint's prayer. Our gain, our goal, our aim is to be reaching for higher ground in the Lord. So I play that song every now and then because so many saints, I see that so many saints are becoming discouraged because of what's going on around in the world today. And so we need to know that we need to keep our feet planted on higher ground. Our aim and our goal should always be higher ground in the Lord. So I pray that someone was blessed by that. A song by legendary gospel artist Tessie Hill. Deacon Blakely, I'm going to ask you one final question because I see our time is running short. We know that the enemy tried to block us at the beginning, but we know that God is still going to be glorified. So I'm going to ask you one final question on tonight. Why should Christians be faithful and fully committed to God, and not only to God, but to God and the church? Why should Christians be faithful, fully faithful and fully committed to God and the church?
Well, we have the question, why should Christians obey and reverence God rather than man? Was that the question?
No, I did not give you that question for tonight because I see our time is short. So I'm going to go to the final question. And the final question for you tonight is, why should we, as Christians, why should we be faithful and fully committed to God and the church?
We should be fully committed to God because of who he is. God is God. God is the creator of everything, the creator of all things. He is our life. He sustains our life. And by the way of the church is his way of communicating with us, of relating with us. That's all God ever wanted with us, is a relationship. And by this means of the church, through Christ, Christ being the head of the church being the body of Christ, we can have relationship with God. And if we go all through the Bible, God's whole plan is to develop a relationship with us through Christ, that we might be saved and that we might be reconciled unto him. And by this means, and by this means only, can we be reconciled. That's I didn't have that question. I don't know why I didn't have it. That is why we have to be obedient to God. Obedience, our blessings come through obedience. God hates disobedience. God hates pride. Pride causes disobedience. Obedience is faith. You cannot please God without faith. Obedience demonstrates faith. If God calls me to do something and I say no, then why would I say no? Well, I mean, where is my faith? I mean, my whole purpose is to serve God. So as a Christian, my obedience is my everything. My obedience is my demonstration of my faith. And that's true with every Christian, every believer.
You're right about it. And also, Deacon Blakely, and that kind of ties in what you just said, our obedience to God, that kind of ties in with the question that you did have that I did not get a chance to ask you. It goes back to our being faithful and fully committed to God and the church. It all ties into this one question that I did not get a chance to ask you, but it all ties in to our reverence to God for who he is, rather than man. You see, God said it is better to obey God rather than man, because man is fickle. Man is fickle. Man will say he's going to do something for you 1 minute, and then you turn around and ask him to do that very same thing that he said he was going to do, and he act like he got an amnesia. He forgot all about what he said he was going to do.
That's correct.
So
and one more thing. I wanted to give a little piece of scripture there. And this is going to be just a minute. But it sounds like I'm starting in the middle, but you'll get to it. Then the high priest rose up, and all they that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation, and lied there and laid their hands on the apostles and put them in a common prison. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, "Go, stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life." And when they heard that, they entered into the temple early in the morning and taught. But the high priest came, and they were with him, and called the council together, all the senate and children of the Israel, and sent to the prison and had them brought. But when the officers came and found them not in the prison, they returned and told, saying, "The prison truly found we shut with all safety, and keepers standing without before the doors. But when we had opened, we found no man within." When the high priest and the captains of the temple and the chief priests heard these things, they doubted of them, whereon they would grow. Then came one and told them, saying, "Behold, the men who ye put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people." Then went the captains and the officers and brought them before the violence, before the fear of the people, lest they should have been stoned. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council. Here it goes. And the high priest asked them, "Say, did not we tell you not to tell you that ye should not teach in the name of Jesus? And behold, ye have filed Jerusalem with your doctrine, and intend to bring this man blood on us. Then Peter and the other disciples answered and said, "We ought to obey God rather than man. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom ye slew and hanged from a tree." We need to obey the law and be respectful of the law, but when the law causes us to have to deny God or come in conflict with the commands of God, we should always, always obey God and reverence God over man.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I see that our time has run out. Deacon Blakely, I want to say thank you personally to you for coming forth, sharing with the listeners, and by answering these questions and sharing with the worldwide listeners your powerful testimony. I thank God for you. I thank God for what he's doing through you in your life. Deacon Blakely is an excellent Sunday school teacher, and I want the listeners to know that he is a member of Morning Star Baptist Church, which is located on the east side of Detroit. Pastor there is Isaiah Tillman Jr. So we thank God for Deacon Edward Blakely for coming forth and sharing with the listeners on tonight. I pray that someone was blessed by the word on tonight, that your faith has been increased, that you will be able to be a single that stand in holy boldness, not afraid to stand on God's word and declare God's word. And because you are reverencing God over man, And that's what makes you continue to be faithful and fully committed to God and to the church. So we thank God for you, Deacon Blakely. You continue to stay on the wall, continue to be the man that God has called you to be for such a time as this in these last and evil days. And for you, as long as you stay faithful, know that the best for you is still yet to come. I just want to say,
amen.
Thank you for the worldwide listeners. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord.
And thank you, Brother Brown. And may the God continue to bless you and bless you and bless you. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I receive that. Eternal God, as we close out our ministry program for tonight, I want the listeners to know that I thank God for every listener. I don't take you lightly or for granted, because you could be doing other things. But faithfully, every Thursday and Saturday night, same time, you tune in to be blessed by the word. So we're going to close out in prayer as we always do. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again thanking you for who you are. We thank you for your word, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have all power in your hands, even over the enemy. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you stepped in, even at the beginning of this broadcast on the night. The enemy tried to block it, but we thank God, we thank you that you intervened and we were able to manifest and go through and do what you have called for us to do over this worldwide platform tonight through Deacon Blakely and your word. So we pray that someone who has been blessed by the word on tonight has been helped and strengthened through your word on tonight. Is our prayer, Heavenly Father, that on tomorrow in every door that's going to be open in your Son Jesus' name, that you would move by your Spirit, continue to anoint and strengthen each vessel that's going to stand on your word and preach your word on tomorrow, that you will be glorified, that souls will be saved, backsliders will come back to the fold, and that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified through your word on tomorrow as you move by and through your Holy Spirit. And every door that's going to be open in Jesus' name on tomorrow is our prayer in Jesus' name. Continue to have your way in our lives individually and then as a corporate body of believers, that you will be glorified is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all the people of God said, amen. But until
amen.
The next time, know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
Amen.